Welcome to the Mucked Up My Self-Care podcast.
I'm Jill from New York.
And I'm Linda from Tasmania.
We are two moms from opposite sides of the world who are living, demonstrating, and helping moms across the world build their self-care asset bank.
Ready to dive in? Messy, interrupted, imperfect, and most of all, mucked up. Let's get going.
Hello.
Snap, we both went in at the same time.
All good, I like it.
Yes. Welcome to another Monday, another week upon us.
Yes.
A busy one for you and for me, I'm sure.
Yes, it's always busy, it feels like, but so be it. Yeah, so let's get started with some highs and lows.
Okie dokie, your turn to go first, I think.
Okay. Lows, highs. My goodness. Okay, so a high is, oh no, we'll do a low. We're in the middle of figuring out transitioning out of diapers for bedtime. And yes, it was by accident because I forgot to go buy more. So we're like, we'll try it and see if he does make it through the night without wetting the bed. Mm-hmm. So we had like three nights of bed wetting, three nights of no bed wetting, and then back to bed wetting again. So we're back to pull-ups. It's just going to have to be that way until we're feeling ready, which is just fine. I'm not trying to rush it. It was just by accident. So
yeah. My eldest two boys were in nappies for, quite a while after they were out of daytime.
Yeah.
So it happens. Yeah.
I'm good with it. I just got to go to the store and go buy more now. So that's all.
More effort.
Yep. We tried to give him the option. And that's one thing that I'm really, that might be my high, is that I'm really like trying to give Declan as many options to make decisions that he wants to as possible. And instead of telling him that this is what you have to do, it's like, this is what we are going to do, but do you want to do it this way or in this order first? And letting him, because then he gets excited about it and then tells everybody else about it too. And when he's excited, that means it's like almost like it was his idea, and then it's
just a confidence thing.
Yeah.
It's
so much enough. Fun. So even with the diapers, he's like, no, I don't want to wear them. I want to try again. I'm like, but bud, you're not doing the best job of waking me up. So it's like, do I now set an alarm to go wake him up and go potty? Do I put a toilet in his room and give him the option to do it right in there? But he's not making it out of the bed to get there. So it's like, where are we at? Yeah, so some trial and error, and we'll figure it out. But it's exciting when he is excited about his ideas because he's gotten to choose to do something.
Yeah. It's so funny because my three-year-old, who's just a little bit younger than Declan, and Quinn just went from stopping nappies in daytime and then stopped them overnight at the same time. And I think we've had maybe two or three accidents. Wow. But what's really funny for me, and it plays a lot into his character, is the fact that if he does wet them, we had a wet bed, I think, two or three nights ago, and he actually gets out of bed, gets undressed, takes his pajamas to the laundry, and then comes into me while naked and said, Mom, can you help me get some clothes, please? Whereas the old two just would have lain there and been like, Mom!
Yeah. Like the whole time. Definitely. He does it so softly. It's Mommy. And like, I can barely even hear that you're like trying to get my attention, dude. Yeah. The first night he did awesome and came and got us, but he woke up the whole house trying to get to us, like almost took down our door. I'm like, that's the kind of energy I need when you have to go potty in the middle of the night, dude. Like,
no, he got out of bed, put his pajamas in the laundry for the wash, and then came in to me and was like, Mom, I need some new clothes because he was cold. But he'd already been trying to get dressed in the half dark as well. We just seem to have this refusal to go to the toilet before bed. Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem to think that he needs to go. But that's when we have an accident. It's like he needs to actually go before bed, but he digs his heels in and doesn't want to do it. So now we call it a tinkle before bed. Aww. So, yes. Sorry. Anyway, I don't think we got to your high.
No, we got both of them out. That was okay. It. I was definitely making his decision. So that is on you, Nellen. The highs and lows for you.
Well, I think that's a high for me, is the easy transition of the nappies at bedtime, or lack of nappies. So we still have one little one who needs them, obviously, because she's only one. But the fact that he's just gone from not wanting to anything to do with the toilet for months and months and months and months and months. Yes. Like, he was a lot later than Declan in toilet training. He just did not want a bar of it at all. Went camping and said, no, we can't take them camping. And that was enough. That was it. So that's definitely a high. I think a low for me, I was being a little bit ambitious maybe at the park this afternoon and did some pull-ups at the park as well. And I think I've slightly done something to my ab muscles in the process. So I was just impressed I could do them, but then went, oh, yes, no. So they should be fine, but just feeling it more than I did beforehand. So thought I was a lot more confident than what I was.
The confidence is there. The strength may not be there just yet. I know pull-ups are hard for me, and so I like that they use the bands, which I loved that idea, wrap the band around to put your foot or your knee in it to help you. And I'm like, I could do pull-ups all day with this as support. So I think that confidence comes in our support that we have too. So.
Yes, very true. Very good analogy. A lot of women can't do them as well. It's actually physically, we've got our body mass is much more lower than men as well. So it's
pretty physiology high. Behind it. I never would have figured that one out.
Yes, it's very true. There's that cat again.
Yes. He's been a real pain in my butt lately.
I've seen lots of that cat lately. Feels like he's, wanting a bit more attention than normal. Yeah. So let's talk today about that confidence factor. And confidence in self-care specifically.
Yeah.
When you feel like you do have confidence in your own self-care, what does that look like for you and how does it feel?
I feel I get more of the purpose of what it was intended for out of that activity that I do or lack of activity that I do. And we've talked about before, like what self-care at least means to me, which is, something that brings me joy. So when I'm feeling that the energy leak is no longer there, that I feel fulfilled, that I felt joy from doing it, that's what builds my confidence in what I've done and then solidifies that, yes, this is the self-care that I need in these instances. Or I look back at it like, for the end of the week and what were some of the highs was that self-care things that I did. And then I can see like that actually worked. Let's do this again. The next time I have a week like this, let's remember how I planned this week out. So I think that self-care confidence is built when you see it working and you get that evidence for yourself that, it was what you needed to do. What about for you?
I think for me, there's a feeling associated with it, which means that I make it a priority. and make sure that it happens. So that's a big part of, I think, what gives me confidence in following through and setting realistic expectations of what or how I want to feel at the end, or how much I can do, or how much I maybe need, and that sort of thing. So I think that's a big part of it. There's other layers to that as well, I think, that we could definitely talk about and explore. But for me, it's prioritizing it for me and knowing that others around me will benefit at the same time. Like seeing that evidence and that living proof, if you like.
Proof, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's not always easy.
It's a lot of practice.
Mm-hmm. And some days we muck up.
Yep. That's why we're here. I mean, even in the recording part of this episode has built my confidence in being able to have a conversation around self-care and figuring out like the depth of what it means for me, building up, you know, with my cycle stuff and recognizing the different energies throughout each week that a woman goes through, matching that up with the type of self-care, that alone, seeing how much that has improved my well-being brings up the confidence. Looking back at 4 years ago when I was newly postpartum and the disaster that my life felt like then with no self-care, not understanding what self-care was, I would not feel confident in one saying I needed self-care then. What kind of self-care would have gotten me in a good place then, or how to even tell someone that I needed self-care.
Yeah.
That's either.
The recognition side of it.
That didn't come overnight. I didn't get that in one night. I mean, we've been doing the podcast for a year, and I'd say even before we started the podcast, I wasn't as confident in my self-care. Sure, I knew more than what I did 3 years before that, but the practice is really what encourages the confidence. And I, you know, we talk about evidence files on the entrepreneurial side, and I really do think that we can keep an evidence file of the self-care that works for us too, because it makes it a little bit easier for us to go into, what do we call it, a toolbox, or, you know, our self-care tool bag, and figure out, well, which ones do we need this week? What's going on this week when we set up our weeks on our calendars? Linda, you've been doing this too really well for yourself, is planning the week ahead and seeing, oh, where's all your energy going and where can you fit in something that's going to give you energy back. And for you, you've been Tetrising your workouts throughout. So, you know, you have a busier day. We might have a podcast recording. So how much time do you need to have buffered in order to go get to your workout? For me, it's a week that I'm on my period. I'm doing a lot less stuff around that. And a week that I'm right after my period, I can pile it on because I have the energy to go for it. So, that's knowing that flow for our week is what has been helping me plan out when and how much is needed. And seeing that on the calendar is huge evidence in my book of knowing, well, this is what I did last month. We're going to try this again this month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And smaller steps, I think, is another way that I've built confidence, is remembering that progress takes those small micro steps. You don't climb Everest in one leap. Whereas I think having them sprinkled a bit more into that calendar and into that week and into our days, and like we've talked about before, there would have been self-care activities postpartum which I didn't recognize as self-care. there would have been actually moments where I was getting it, but I felt like I wasn't getting any at all.
Yeah.
So that's also been interesting to reflect on. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what, that's a really good point. So we just started trying to just start, we compiled a short list of ideas of things that if we put ourselves back into our shoes when 4 years ago, 11 years ago, just trying to figure out the self-care thing, what were the things that we would have been doing to get ourselves some self-care?
Yeah.
Like what did we do? What were we not realizing was something that might be on our list today that does bring us self-care that we never would have considered a self-care then?
Taking a nap.
It also felt impossible. So those, maybe it's those things that felt impossible to do then. Mm-hmm.
Another one would have just been, I think, sitting maybe and spending time just with baby. Mm. Like that was actually quite fulfilling. I loved those little moments. However, at the time, I was like,
so I find myself wanting to cuddle Declan more than anything else on some bad days. And I'm just like, I just need cuddles. And I was probably on a bad day, like, no, get this baby away from me. I need to not touch anything.
What else? I think the long hot showers were there at times, but I didn't appreciate them because I felt like I just needed more, or it wasn't. Yeah, maybe just hard to relax if you know the baby's not a good sleeper or upset or things like that.
Yeah. It's one for me was church, which is one of my top five self-care activities is church. And it wasn't in the beginning when Declan was a baby because I was going by myself. And breastfeeding in church is a weird thing for me. Like, it's a weird thing for everyone. I was probably one of the first ones in a long time to go ahead and breastfeed in my church and just not have a worry about doing it. And so there was a lot of concern about what others would think, but also, the interruption of a baby crying is never something that a mom wants to have to worry about. So it wasn't always self-care for me. I think when we get more confident in our self-care, it's because we've shifted our expectations of some of those things that seemed impossible in the beginning or not like self-care in the beginning and have become more fulfilling for us because we just shifted just one thing about it. Like, I stopped worrying about what other people thought about it in church. They were there because they didn't stop. They could have stopped coming or said something to me, but they didn't because they loved me. So they were happy to have me there because they wanted us there. They had new life in the church. They weren't going to push us away. And now it's so great because they watched me grow up and now they're watching my son grow up and they talk about it all the time, how big he's getting and if they're so happy he's there and a part of it because they bring so much life to the church. And what if I stopped doing it because I had gotten worried? Instead, I just shifted my expectations of them and myself. And now I'm trying to get other new moms to come in there and not have that same feeling. And it's like, how do I support someone else in gaining their confidence in being able to have this as part of their self-care too?
Yeah. Can you just talk to that postpartum period as well, though? Because I know that we've had episodes about our top five and that sort of thing. And I think because you feel like such a shift and a new person and there's a whole heap of newness that comes after having a baby. And I think you lose some of your sense of who you are and your values and all sorts of things like that. So do you think you would have known your top five in that postpartum stage with confidence?
No. I think they were
same.
Different. I think if you had asked me maybe a month in, because part of my postpartum story is having the conversation with my friend Sonia about the shower. And we talked about that early on in the podcast, how our basic needs are not self-care, or are they? And if I had been asked just maybe a month after that, your question, like, what were my top five, then they'd probably be completely different and very stereotypical, maybe.
Yeah, basic, almost like shower.
Shower, go get a massage, or go get your nails done, you know, pedi-pedi, you know, like those almost the, I want to call them materialistic, but they're not materialistic. It's just like the association I have with it. I don't know what the right word
is. Exterior, maybe.
Yeah, like what you see everybody else doing instead of what that living proof is. I think that's more along the lines of what my top five would have been then, thinking, not knowing what does fill my cup and those energy leaks.
Yeah, absolutely. So if somebody is in that stage and feels like they don't have any confidence at all, what do you think you might be able to, I'm putting it all on you because I know you've got a book coming. what do you think we could, I guess, offer in that stage of if somebody, and it's not necessarily just for the postpartum.
No, it's starting out with trying to figure out something in general, because I mean,
sometimes in menopause it can be also a new shift and new beginnings and lots of that sort of thing happening. So what can we offer as something if somebody doesn't have any confidence in their self-care, do you think?
So I think it was funny because in our notes we have how do we gain confidence in self-care? And one of the ways that we gained it was having conversations for this podcast in general.
Exactly.
One of the ways that we enjoy getting some more confidence altogether in like business and other things is listening to podcasts. And I know, Linda, that's one of your things that you've added to the list as well. But I think that might be a really great source. It is such a big thing right now. It's easy to do with a baby on your hip or a toddler running around the house sometimes. Or even when you are an empty nester going through something else, like especially like our friend Yvonne's podcast, Late Bloomer Living, like where her whole thing is about ageism and specifically for people in menopause, like find something that floats your boat and makes you happy to listen to, because it's easy to do a podcast in a way. It may not be easy to remember to get back to them, but I think it's easy to pop one on.
Yeah, very true. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a great takeaway, if you like.
Yeah.
As something that you can do that's fairly practical as well as beneficial for getting more confidence in self-care.
And I think you might try to give one of these kind of ideas to the podcast episodes coming up. So stay tuned for the ending and when we tie it in and an idea. And but if you can't wait for another episode for some helpful ideas, I think we can, you can email us, and the email should be in the show notes.
Yep.
Not mistaken. And we have a little list put together of some of the things that, like we were talking about, from when putting ourselves in the shoes back when we were first learning, what were some things that we would easily be able to do, and that did bring us some fulfillment.
Exactly. So yes, shoot us a line, shoot us an email, hit send, and we would love to hear from you as well.
Well,
so your sun is coming up.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, nice and bright. time for you to go to bed, Linda. And I think until next week,
we hope you can unstuck that muck.